Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we start our series of candidate interviews in the special election to fill Frank Lautenberg's Senate seat. First up, Democratic Congressman Frank Pallone. Congressman Pallone represents New Jersey's 6th District in the central part of the state and includes the cities of New Brunswick, Red Bank, Long Branch, and Asbury Park, and stretches from Plainfield all the way down to Belmar and Lake Como. He has served in the United States Congress since 1988. And we are pleased to have him join us on the program today. Congressman Pallone, thanks for doing this. Hi.
Thank you, Brian. Nice talking to you.
Well, start at the beginning. Why do you want to be a U.S. Senator?
Well, I think there are a lot of problems out there that need to be addressed. I mean, the economy, you know, people continue to hurt, frankly. And I have a history as a congressman of, you know, basically addressing problems and solving them effectively. And so I'd like to continue doing that in the Senate. And, you know, I'm very excited about it. As you know, yesterday we had to file. This is a two-month campaign leading to election on August 13th. And I think there's a real opportunity for me to win this thing. And I'm, you know, I'm just getting down. We were down at the Exchange Place Path station this morning greeting people. Some people were already aware of the election August 13th, which was a bit of a surprise to me. But
those were our listeners.
Maybe.
So the field includes yourself, Congressman Rush Holt, Newark Mayor Cory Booker, and State Assembly Leader Sheila Oliver. You're all basically liberal Democrats. Is this going to be fought on policy at all, or is this going to be all about qualifications and I'm the most committed and that kind of thing?
Well, I think that it should be not only about policy, but also who can get things done. And I'm really going to stress the fact that I, you know, can get things done. And, you know, I mean, I can give you, you know, I was talking this morning to some people because, you know, that my district was heavily impacted by Sandy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we still have a long way to go. But one of the issues that comes up now is global warming, which needs to be addressed because, frankly, a lot of the problems that come from a superstorm like Sandy are going to continue unless we address the issue of global warming. So that's one of the issues that I think needs to be addressed.
Let me linger on that for a second. Do you propose to deal with global warming in any different way or any way that you think is going to be more effective than Holt or Oliver or Booker?
Well, I think that having had, you know, many years of experience dealing with environmental issues and trying to accomplish a goal, for example, you know, when I started out in 1988, we had all these ocean dumping sites off the coast of New Jersey, and everybody said, oh, they're never going to be closed. How are you going to get that accomplished? You know, there are all these special interests that want to continue dumping off the shore. And I made a point, you know, over the next 10 years after I was elected of closing them all so that now the, you know, the ocean water quality is much better. And I see that the same thing with global warming. I mean, of course, it's on a larger scale because it's international, but we have to address greenhouse gases. And I think that, you know, I'm the type of person that has a history of dealing with problems like that and trying to convince not only other Democrats, but also Republicans that we need to do something about it. So I use that as an example.
Mm-hmm. And with some of those northern Jersey Shore towns hit hardest by Sandy in your district, Seabright, Highlands, Union Beach. Do you want to weigh in on FEMA's floodplain maps that will undoubtedly be affecting many of your constituents?
Well, you know, again, we have to look at those maps and make sure that they're accurate. But I do think that a lot more action has to be taken, and it will be the case that many homeowners, you know, have to raise their homes because we don't want another situation where another storm comes and we're not prepared. So, you know, it's going to be tough for some people, but that's why we passed the Sandy Appropriations Bill package so that money would be made available to homeowners so that they could get federal grants, you know, to raise their homes. And you know, that has to be implemented. It's in the process of being implemented now, but it's one of the things that we have to make sure takes place and that they get the funds.
And on preventing global warming, are you basically in favor of the Obama administration's all-of-the-above energy strategy, as they call it, and the increasing role of natural gas in our energy economy, or should we be investing more in alternative and renewable sources?
We definitely should be investing more in renewable renewable sources. Look, I think that the country, whether it's the United States or whoever, that invests in, offshore wind, in solar energy, that's where the future is going to be. And if we're ever going to achieve energy independence, of course, you know, we have to continue to rely on fossil fuels, but we do have to move towards renewables. And I've been critical of the fact that the Republicans in the House and the Tea Party in particular, you know, they act as if the global climate change doesn't even exist. And so they've been opposed to the types of credits that have been available in the past. They want to extend credits that were available for renewables. So, you know, it's the kind of investment that we have to make at the federal level if we're really going to make a difference and move towards renewables. So that would be one of the things that I would seek to accomplish.
Would you vote, or I'm not sure if it's come up, for a vote in the House to stop the Keystone Pipeline?
I'm concerned about the Keystone Pipeline. So I have taken a position largely against it, or at least to have more studies be done, because I do think that it has potential problems.
Congressman Frank Pallone, our guest on WNYC, one of the four Democrats running in the August 13th primary to fill the late Frank Lautenberg's U.S. Senate seat. What would you say your major accomplishments have been in the House since 1988? Probably people in your district are much more aware of what you've done than people outside your district. And I can't think of any particular big national bills that your name is on, you know, the Pallone-McCain something or other bill. So what do you think your top accomplishments have been?
Well, I've done a lot on health care reform as well as environmental issues. I mentioned closing the ocean dumping sites, but I was one of the drafters and the key people involved in putting together the health care reform, the Affordable Care Act, and also the main sponsor of the Child Health Initiative that came before that. So one of the things, again, if you talk about a problem that we needed a solution, I mean, the problem was that a lot of people did not have health insurance, and many had health insurance, but, you know, very skeletal policies. And there was a lot of discrimination in the sense that people with pre-existing conditions, particularly women, were not able to access health insurance because it was very expensive, because they were being charged a lot more and discriminated against. And so the health care reform seeks to solve those problems, and I think goes a long way towards doing that, in the sense that now everyone or almost everybody will have health insurance and they'll have a good policy. And also the discriminatory practices like, you know, pre-existing conditions as a basis for, you know, giving you health insurance are abolished, particularly important for women, because many women were discriminated against in the past. And, you know, those policies won't exist anymore.
So you played a key role in Obamacare. What else?
Well, I've also been a sponsor of major legislation dealing with toxic waste cleanup, like the Superfund program, the Brownfields program that exists now, which cleans up a lot of the toxic waste sites around the country, was a bill that I initially sponsored. It was bipartisan, but I was the Democratic sponsor. You know, there are many things like that, the food safety legislation. You remember when we had a number of outbreaks with vegetables a few years ago, and I was a prime sponsor of the food safety legislation that now gives the FDA the authority to do a lot more inspections to address that problem. You know, consumer issues as well.
Politically speaking, in this race, a lot of people in the media and maybe in the public that's just starting to pay attention think of this as the primary between Cory Booker and those other ones. Do you feel you have to break through that assumption that Cory Booker is the heir apparent to this seat?
Well, I don't think he's the heir apparent. Look, I strongly believe that as time goes by and we get closer to this election, people are going to focus on the issues and on the record, and that I have a better record. I mean, one of the criticisms I have of Cory Booker is, you know, he has this very close relationship with Governor Christie, and it hasn't resulted in anything positive, in my opinion. In other words, you know, the governor has been in the forefront in terms of trying to privatize education and cut funding to cities like Newark, which, you know, has resulted in them having to lay off police. And, you know, I don't quite understand why Cory Booker is, so close to the governor and isn't actually, trying to push him towards things like passing the minimum wage and marriage equality. You know, I'm a progressive, and I believe strongly in a progressive position, and I think that's what the Democratic Party stands for. And if you're, cozying up to the governor and taking some of these positions that are not, really to the advantage of the average person, I don't think that's a good thing.
And both you and Mayor Booker, I've read, have pledged to not go negative in this campaign. Does the answer you just gave count as going negative?
We're going to have to make comparisons, Brian, in any case. And, if you're talking about issues, I think that's fair game.
What's the line that you wouldn't want to cross?
Well, I think you shouldn't get into personalities. I think that's where you shouldn't, cross the line getting into personalities. But we have to talk about the differences on the issues, and there are significant differences.
You'd also have to distinguish yourself from Congressman Holt and Assembly Leader Oliver, because you risk splitting the non-Booker vote, if it's accurate to call it that, in which case none of you will win. So for people who might lump you and Holt together, let's say, as two veteran progressive congressmen in the race, how do you start to make that distinction?
Well, I think I go back to what I said before, which is look at the record. In other words, I've been working on a number of important issues and solved a lot of problems that the nation faces, and I want to continue to do that, and I think I'd be most effective at it. I mean, look, we haven't talked much about the economy, but obviously we have to, we have to create jobs and grow the economy and prevent jobs from going overseas, and also have good jobs. So, one of the things that we have to do is raise the minimum wage, because there are about 400,000 New Jerseyans without a job, but there are a lot more who are just barely scraping by. So I think I'd say, look, I'm the guy that's going to get things done.
Do you think government spending needs to be reined in to deal with the potential debt problems and actual debt problems, or should the government be doing more right now to foster job creation, like investing in infrastructure?
I think the government has to do more to invest in infrastructure, in education, in research and development, and that's one of the ways that we create jobs. Look, the deficit is out there, but I don't think it's a priority right now, Brian. I mean, if you look at some of the data over the last few months, as a percentage of the GNP, the deficit is actually decreasing in that sense as a percentage. And so I don't think it's the immediate problem. I think it has to be addressed long term. But right now we have to make some major investments in, as you said, infrastructure and other initiatives to create jobs and grow the economy and get it moving again. And I think one of the worst things that happened was the sequester. I was very much opposed to these across-the-board cuts that cut both good and bad. And I think the sequester is hurting the economy and making it more difficult for it to grow. And that has, as another thing that, as a senator, I want to get rid of this sequester and replace it with a pro-growth policy.
We have about a minute left. I want to give you an open mic, because for so many people in New Jersey, you're a new voice to them, and they're going to have to make this decision pretty quickly by mid-August. So just go ahead and say anything you want to say to the Democratic primary voters of New Jersey.
Well, Brian, I you mentioned being a progressive, and I really feel that I am. And when I say progressive, I mean that I think the government can be a tool for good causes. And one of the things that I've fought for over the years is for, civil rights and equality issues. And right now, one of the major issues that faces us is the need for what I call marriage equality, and also repealing DOMA. I was one of the few congressmen that are left, actually, who voted against the Defense of Marriage Act in 1966, because I do believe in equality for the LGBT community, and I also want to end discrimination against employment for the LGBT community. So, also when you deal with these social issues or discriminatory practices, I think we have a ways to go, and I'll be a champion and always have been for those issues as well.
Democratic Congressman Frank Pallone of New Jersey, running in the Democratic primary for the vacant U.S. Senate seat. Congressman, thanks so much. We look forward to talking as the campaign goes on.
Thank you, Brian. Take care.
And we are hoping to have Mayor Booker tomorrow and Congressman Holt on Thursday. We're just trying to work out the final scheduling of their appearances. And, of course, we'll have Sheila Oliver coming up, too. So we'll be talking to all the candidates in both parties' primaries for this open Senate seat here on the Brian Lehrer Show.